2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A parents group takes the Salt Lake City School District to court over the lack of in-person learning, but that kind of teaching for those students might resume in early February. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Congressman Burgess Owen says he will go to Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow. John Curtis and Senator Mitt Romney have also RSVP'd. Yes. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have spots of heavy and slow traffic westbound on Pioneer Crossing in Utah County between I-15 and Saratoga Road. And we also still have some heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 between 53rd and 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine this afternoon with temperatures back in the 40s, and we'll do it again tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 39 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump wishing the new administration well in a videotaped message, but doesn't mention Mr. Biden by name.
This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck. A very important word.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Amazing grace.
President-elect Joe Biden paid tribute to the 400,000 Americans who've died from COVID-19. He was at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool at dusk.
As I said to His Eminence as we were waiting to come in, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if there are any angels in heaven, they're all nurses. We know from our family experience what you do, the courage, and the pain you absorb for others. So thank you. Thank you. Your Eminence, Cardinal Gregory, and Yolanda Adams, to heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember. But that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris also spoke at the event.
We gather tonight, a nation in mourning, to pay tribute to the lives we have lost, a grandmother or grandfather who was our whole world, a parent, partner, sibling, or friend who we still cannot accept is no longer here. And for many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together. Though we may be physically separated, we, the American people, are united in spirit. And my abiding hope, my abiding prayer, is that we emerge from this ordeal with a new wisdom to cherish simple moments, to imagine new possibilities, and to open our hearts just a little bit more to one another.
Washington looks beautiful tonight. The reflecting pool is lined with 400 lights. They represent the 400,000 who've died in the U.S. KSL News Time, 5:49. It's time for Triple Team Traffic on KSL News Radio. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, On your trip home, listen to Ricky Meese.
We've had cleanup that continues on a surface street crash, 6200 South and State in Murray. If you're on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, we have had some slowing with heavier traffic between I-215's junction at the South Interchange down to 90th South and Sandy. After that, you pick right back up to good speeds. Also, a little busy and slow westbound on the 21st South Freeway after 5600 West on the way to 72nd West. Michelle?
Still looking at some southbound delays. This is Bankator Highway in the Taylorsville area where we had that earlier stalled vehicle. A little more slowing as you're going from Riverton into Bluffdale. Now, for drivers in Utah County, looking at some slowdowns, Pioneer Crossing, American Fork over to Saratoga Springs, as well as Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And a new crash on northbound Redwood Road at 1800 South and Woods Cross. That's blocking the left lane. Wide open speeds if you're on northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake into Davis County. Got some slowdowns there at the parkway in Layton up to the mall. Northbound Highway 89 pretty much back to normal speeds after a jammed up drive earlier between Lagoon and I-84. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your 7-day forecast is brought to you by VW Southtown. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the 7-day forecast has a couple of storms to deal with. First, we get a nice break. Sunshine and 44 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 45 on Thursday. Our next storm gets here from the southwest on Friday. It'll start in southern Utah and then expand northward throughout the day Friday and into the day Saturday. It'll be a rain-snow mix in the valleys, snow in the mountains of northern and southern Utah, but the bulk will impact central and southern areas. Partly cloudy skies Sunday, then another storm gets here Monday night into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
I mean, we'll see what these storms actually bring. Right now, 39 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
The Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. When moms receive a diagnosis that their unborn baby is not expected to live, the news is devastating. Women and their partners and families may experience a variety of emotions and have a lot of questions about what may happen and what to do next. That's why the Angel Watch program was started, originally begun by two women who saw a need to help support women faced with impending pregnancy loss. In 2000, Intermountain acquired the program with an agreement to keep the service free of charge and available to everyone. The program consists of social workers, nurses, bereavement specialists, and chaplains who are available on call to provide home visits. The Angel Watch caregivers receive referrals from doctors, maternal fetal medicine specialist offices, genetic counselors, and others familiar with the program, who let them know when a pregnant mom has received news her unborn baby has a life-limiting diagnosis and is interested in these services. The Angel Watch caregivers work with the moms during the transition time when the baby is still in utero, by using home visits, phone calls, resources, and referrals to community partners. They can help us support for 2 years following the loss and offer resources for families who have experienced this at the beginning of the process or later down the road. Amelia Hopkin, social worker and director of the Angel Watch program, said, "We can't change the outcome for the baby, but we can change the outcome for how the mom and family deals with this news of impending loss." I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Home interest rates are at all-time lows, but are you really getting the lowest rates in history? Or are you just hacking through the mortgage jungle and getting the bank or credit union rate? Compare the difference at Loans by Rick. Loans by Rick just closed a 15-year loan at 1.99% with an APR of 2.204 and a 30-year loan at 2.25% with an APR of 2.395. So when someone says, "Where do I go to get my mortgage?" Well, where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick. 12 to 22 day closings from submission to clear to close and all-time low interest rates. And if you need cash back, Rick can do that too. So when you hear this chatter from the other lenders,
blast off mortgage company.
The lowest interest rates.
Rapid refinance mortgage company in business for over 12 weeks.
Just pick up the phone and call Rick. 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply. Rates dated were November 30th and changed.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. President-elect Joe Biden is looking to give first-time homebuyers a helping hand. He's proposing a $15,000 tax credit to anyone buying a first home and then a cut to FHA home insurance rates. KSL Drives, Tesla's started delivering the Chinese-made Model Y in that country. The electric cars are made at the enormous Gigafactory in Shanghai. Chicken is the king of the fast food world. Nearly a dozen chains have introduced new fried chicken sandwiches in the past 3 months. Shake Shack, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and more, trying to knock Chick-fil-A and Popeyes down a notch. Wall Street today, the Dow is up 116. The S&P added 30 points. The NASDAQ gained 198. KSL News Time 5:55 in Cougar Tracks now. Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid surprised many by turning to the passing game with backup quarterback Chad Henne on a 4th-and-1 to clinch Sunday's divisional round win over the Cleveland Browns. Reid, an offensive genius in the NFL, harkened back to his days in Provo as to why he passes on 4th-and-shorts.
Well, you know, I went to BYU, so every down's a throwing down. I mean, that's how that goes. I was educated that way by LaBelle Edwards. Throw any time, any place, and try to keep a little bit of that with me as I've gone forward. So I think if you have confidence in it, then it's really no different than the run. I mean, you know, you're in today's world, so anyways, I feel good about it.
Reid and the Chiefs will face the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game this Sunday as they look to play for a second consecutive Super Bowl title. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.